The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Good Cars.
That's right. This is the Good Cars.
The Good
Cars.
A
little magic. DP and Jay are with us.
Jake, you know this song?
Yeah, I'm the one who put the rejoin in.
Okay.
Yeah, Jay,
I thought this would be before
Jake's
your
got to do the intro. Jake's got good taste in music.
You have to watch the video.
Me and Sip love the Cars. Yeah. We talk about the Cars all the time.
Jake's got good taste in music. I'm going to start having his back more when you guys come in here.
I don't. Why? You don't have to defend him.
I can defend myself.
He's my co-host.
You don't have to defend him. Why
You're my
would
co-host.
You have to defend him?
Co-host.
I don't defend Jay.
Yeah, I can handle
But if I started attacking him, you might.
No. You two grown men talking. Like what?
Yeah, we can all stand up for ourselves here.
All right.
Two grown men talking.
Jake puts himself out there to get attacked.
I do. This is true. I completely put myself out there. I bring it upon myself all the time. I'm not trying to deny that. That's fully true.
Might want to cut that
You
one
said during the break you think the NFL is more complicated than the NBA.
I just find the NBA easier to follow and I understand it more.
We
I understand
three
the sport of basketball better than I understand the sport of football. The sport of football is pretty nuanced. There's a lot that goes on, and I frankly don't know what's going on.
There's a clip for you. There's a clip for you. You can run that one. You can
that
run
might
that
be
one.
Your new intro.
I mean, I can't.
That is the intro.
That'd be new year intro. They got the shut up sip right there.
Whoa. That's a new intro
I
right there.
I can't match Jay. I can't. He played linebacker in the NFL. I can't size up X's and O's like he can, like Romo can. I can't do that.
You know what?
I can't look at a field and say this is what happened on this play like Romo can.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
But that's why we have him here.
You know what's funny is
help us.
Jace Thompson, it's crazy because Daryl Thompson, his dad, he kind of mentored me a little bit in high school because he played at the Minnesota. And he was at the game last night. Obviously, his son played for Indiana, number 25.
Oh, wait a second.
And so I've been knowing Jace since he was like crapping in diapers, mm-hmm. you know. And so we were talking.
Oh, Race Thompson.
Race.
Yeah.
So we were talking about.
Race Thompson, big man.
The difference in kids, right? We were talking about just basketball, you know, because I think all their kids are major Division I athletes. His wife was an athlete. Obviously, Daryl was too. Played for the Packers, first round pick or whatever. So we were just talking about it. And he was talking about because he does Gopher football stuff, and you know what I mean. So we kind of conversed.
This guy's name is what?
Daryl Thompson.
Daryl Thompson.
Probably. He's probably the best running back in Minnesota history in recent. Okay. You know, I mean, take Sandy Stevens and them.
Okay.
And put him up here, but you know. He was with Ricky Foggy and all them. So he was talking about it. He's like, you know, the difference is like, well, one, we talked about Adrian, but we talked about the difference in kids. He's like, you can't play major Division I sports and win games if you don't love the sport that you're playing. If you like it and he's like all the glitz and glamour, he's like, that's the difference. And he said he loves Coach Woodson because he came in there and he's straightforward, old school.
Yeah, Woodson's great. Great
coach. But he helps the guys understand, two steps down the road versus just one. But it was just interesting when we talked about the difference in the programs and when, you know, because he's heavily involved with the Gophers and he does Boulder Options, which is Minnesota's version kind of. of teammates with like Osborne. So it was cool to see him. You know what I mean?
What's the difference in the programs?
Well, not difference in the programs. I was asking him, you know, when you peel back the stupidity sometimes of PJ Fleck, he's like, oh, he's wound up tight. And they just do
in a good way?
Well, wound up tight that there's no stone unturned, and it's just a superior accountability, and they like what they do. And they know he actually is okay with doing, well, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust and then mixing in a couple of stuff. Now, he did say that they had a run of really good recruiting at receiver and DBs. Because you got to think, before PJ Fleck got there, they were putting DBs in the league all the time because they were going down to Florida and getting them. And that was their deal. So what they did was they tried to build the interior. And then now he's like, we got to work on our defense and stuff like that. But they hit on a lot of local guys. 34 is a local kid up there. But we mainly talked about basketball and stuff like that. You know, Indiana, when you look at their big guys, they're grown men.
Race Thompson's a good player. He had 12 points and 7 rebounds last night. Trace Jackson Davis obviously is.
You got 6'9", 245, 6'8", 235. And they were bending the rim at all costs. Mm-hmm. And then they got.
Then they bring Geronimo in there.
Yeah, 22 started. Let me try to get jiggy with it.
Yeah,
he tried to catch one. He tried to catch one off the backboard.
Yeah, Jordan Geronimo was the most athletic player on the court.
But he had a nice little mid-range game, though.
Yeah, he does. He has a nice mid-range.
He picked and chose. You know what they were doing there for whatever reason. And our defense is set, and I know they had to really try to focus on the inside. They were killing us on the left corner, you know, get ball fake, 15-foot, 12-foot jumper, because even 12 came in there and hit it, you know, so that's what something that they were, that was their adjustment they were definitely going to, and they were hitting all night. Maybe that's something sometimes people don't understand. That's what you want to – will be okay with giving up. And Indiana made some shots. You know what I'm saying? So you got to look. They're on scholarship too. You know they're a major Division I program. They hit some. There was times that Nebraska played good defense and they hit shots.
Yep, they got a big time coach in Woodson. Jake knows when they hired Woodson, I thought that was a great hire.
Yeah,
he's out of the box hire.
It was a little out of the box. Never thought about that name ever.
Well, he's an Indiana guy.
He's an Indiana guy, but you know everybody thinks that you have to have the up and coming 20-year-old former AAU coach that was an assistant. For a really, really good coach, and that's going to bring the pizzazz where it's a guy that knows what basketball looks like. Mike Woodson is a successful NBA coach.
Hawks,
the only problem is he coached for the Knicks.
Yeah.
And James Dolan was the owner, is the owner, you know?
Yep.
Well, he coaxed his team to the finish line last night. It was good coaching to get them that win because they were without Trace Jackson Davis late. They were without their point guard late. And it didn't look good, but he managed it really well, wouldn't you say, DP?
Well, I mean
– Woodson managed it.
I'll say this: Kenny Hunter managed it.
Okay, yeah, Kenny Hunter, yeah, he did. He helped a lot.
Look, to hear them before the game have their discussions about how they were going to approach things, and then there's probably a clip of them going off court at halftime, and it was the redirection of how they were going to approach the first 4 minutes. Like they were already into the first 4 minutes of the second half. Subtle differences in how coaching is handled at this level. Woodson relies on Kenya, and Nebraska understands it because they had him here. And
yeah, and when you
he was great.
When you're
Kenya
at the
here.
Game and you if you just go to the game and just kind of watch the game, you're really doing yourself a disservice. If you're watching how the intricacies of the bench and who's coaching, who's helping, who's making it. I like to watch TV timeouts and see what happens. Right. So when I watched Indiana. And when you watch some – I mean, Mike Woodson, here's what I'm going to tell you. Like, number one, their point guard made a mistake. Homeboy was at half court and was like, hey, you, come here.
Woodson?
Lit him up like a Christmas tree. Kenya Hunter kind of doubled down on it. Then it was over. But when you saw it, Mike Woodson has gave Kenya Hunter enough leeway, or he's earned it. I mean, he's not some young coach. Mm. Where he even worked the refs, and he's doing a lot of the coaching.
And they respect him.
Right.
They
and he's been around the block and stuff like that.
Well,
so
Kenya was well coached when he was young.
So yeah, I mean it's
he had a pretty good coach when he was a kid.
He's but so it's interesting. But you know, to be honest with you, Indiana has a great coaching staff. I like Nebraska's coaching staff for the most part. It just came down to, really, to be honest with you, from watching it, it's the small things.
Yeah.
We need to. It's two things.
I agree.
where you gotta, if you're playing a four, you have got in everybody, you've got to do a better job playing around Derek Walker when you're playing against bigs of boxing out. And that's more or less just, you can do drills, you could do the all this stuff. You know, I know 10 Miles had rebound or die or whatever. It comes down to want to. I mean, putting your, when you got to put your body on somebody and move them, and know when that ball goes up, the first thing I got to do is block you out, because when you need to either come back in the game or keep a lead or withstand a run, those small things, you got to limit them to one shot. And that, and then also having some sort of calmness when you get within like 6 points. Because when they get within 6 points, I can guarantee you, I'm not in any of these basketball meetings. If I'm coaching against Nebraska, I know if the game's tight, I know who's going to shoot the ball. And I know exactly what he's going to do.
Well, there's one of two guys, Verge or McGowan's.
I know exactly what's going to happen. I know
Verge is going into the lane right.
I can tell you exactly what's going to happen by the time he gets the ball at the other end and what's going to happen.
Yeah.
He's driving in.
Yeah.
Taking a
usually two is three. Right. Usually two is right and trying to hit it off the wind.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And Nebraska had some really good shots. They just, a couple of them didn't fall.
Well, like Bryce hit the shot, the down by six, hit a wide open three top of the key. We missed, bricked it,
in
it
rhythm.
Left.
Yeah, in there's rhythm. A corner, it was in rhythm. Corner three that didn't
same
go.
Thing.
So
in
they're
rhythm.
Getting good
same
shots.
Thing.
But when you're not hitting those shots, you got to be able to rebound.
Yep. Get second chance.
Yeah.
Didn't get it. Huskers lose 78-71 last night. The other game last night that was not basketball, NFL, another blowout. We talked about this earlier in the show, but Cliff Kingsbury does very poor down the stretch of seasons.
Look at his record. In Texas Tech and Arizona,
but yeah. You wanted Graham Harrell, right? That's what you guys were.
I didn't say you guys were champion for Graham Harrell.
I don't think I did.
I just said I was intrigued by it. I wasn't champion. I like Whip. I mean, he's an older dude. Yeah. What do you think? Who am I taking? I'm taking a 64-year-old.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Pocket Hercules is
look at DP's face.
Whip. They need some. They needed some older dudes on that staff. They needed experience on that staff.
Oh boy, his face looks confused.
I don't even know how to process that.
His face is so
confused. I don't know how to process it. What
guys that have been around and seen a lot. Success won't affect them. Losing won't affect them. They're just going to do what they do.
So you're saying that Mickey Joseph doesn't fall in that
category? He's 53 years old.
Okay, so
Mickey falls in that.
What's the age thing? Are you don't like young coaches?
I like a mix.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I like a mix.
I was just trying to make sure I understood.
Yeah, I like a mix. And I think they needed to add veterans on this staff. Mickey is 53. He's a veteran. Okay. Seen a lot. Okay. Seen a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I'll ask you guys, because it seems like a lot of the narrative is, well, if you can't win in the playoffs, you're not a good coach. No, I think the idea that you got to the playoffs makes you a good coach. The question is whatever commitment you made to,
NFL?
To the ownership, NFL or otherwise.
Yeah.
Like, look, I've been in situations where you got to the playoffs all the time. And it was like, well, you don't win the state title. Good heavens. Like that,
but I got to the playoffs. See, you're
well. No, I mean, if you're gonna critique people for the job they do, if you're working at an 80% efficiency, but you can't beat the team that's gonna go on to the championship, that's a weird criticism to me.
I think it's more or less is how they look. They've been looking bad for
who's they?
Cardinals.
Cardinals have been looking bad for quite some time.
Well, but once again, you lost your best player, and
we're not denying it. But when you have the, you know, drop punts, clock management, the inability to run the ball with the Pro Bowl running back, you know, refusal to do. I mean, that's just the type of stuff where it doesn't look good. And plus, look, they have injury. J.J. Watt was out, and
well,
stuff
that's what
like
I'm
that.
Saying. There's like if you're talking about Arizona,
yeah, we're talking about Arizona.
Two great leaders. On either side of the ball, who would get you through the chaos and the storm that you're inevitably going to face. Like, J.J. Watt and B-Hop are two of the best ever. And right, you lost
right,
them.
Right.
And then expect for Mini-Me to lead Mini-Me without having without having his guy.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, but that's what I'm saying. You got to – why not adjust to what you're doing? He still tried to – like, all right, well, we – he's a system guy, and that's what really hurt him. I still think they did a phenomenal job because before the season, even with D-Hop and all them, I didn't think that they would be, you know, 11-6 or whatever they ended up being. And I think the Rams, that's the best the Rams have played in a while.
Like, they played so, well last night.
Seriously.
They played well. Like they defensively, got... they played they were... more physical than that they ever played all season, and they had two starting safeties out.
They went and got OBJ and Von Miller. What? Like, everybody's a great coach if you can go make that move. And well, and this is when it pays off. Like, that's why you
ideally,
did it.
Yeah, ideally this is when it pays off. But they hadn't been playing well. Stafford has not been playing well. Played really, really well last night. And they were hot.
Well, we're going to see this week. We'll know exactly how good they really
are. Do I need to go through Kingsbury's record again? I'll just go through his last 3 years at Texas Tech and his 3 years at Arizona.
But he's handsome, though.
Lost 6 of 8 in 2016, his 6 of his last 8 at Texas Tech. 2017, lost 6 of 8, his last 8. 2018 at Texas Tech, lost 5 of his last 5. With the Cardinals in 2019, lost 7 of his last 9. 2020, lost 5 of his last 7. This year, lost 5 of his last 6. The trend.
But you know, but here's the difference.
But he's in the playoffs. Like
that was my thing to defend him. He did make the playoffs.
Jake
like,
says,
hard to fire a coach in the playoffs.
That's we're talking about the Arizona Cardinals. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about the New England Patriots. We're not talking about the elite organizations in the league.
I'm just saying
he made them relevant. They weren't relevant.
Well, I mean, they've been.
I'm decent. Not advocating for
fire. They've been. I mean, when they had Carson Palmer and Kurt Warner, they were good.
Yeah, they were
but
solid.
I mean, he's actually done a better job coaching in the NFL than I ever expected him to. I think they have. To be honest with you, I think the Cardinals have one of the better rosters in the league.
Yeah, they have a good roster. They do. Yeah.
And you know what? To be honest with you, they've actually done a better job in free agency, whether it's picking up a J.J. Watt mm-hmm. or making a trade for. D-Hop or getting Connor, you know, they're getting all these, like, when they got James Connor, who's a Pro Bowl running back,
sure.
or a Pro Bowl
from
pick
Pittsburgh.
For running back,
yep.
that's on, it didn't even go on the ticker.
Right.
It was under the, now granted, he was coming off injured reserve,
yep.
but they knew, but so they've done a really good job of building that roster, and they just need to do a better job of self-evaluation. There might be a little bit of a trend to it, but I also know that when you're losing I call D-Hop the ultimate eraser, right? So he's going to erase any deficiencies that Pocket Hercules has as a quarterback, any deficiencies that Kingsbury has as a play caller, because you can throw the ball within whatever his catch radius is, mm-hmm, and he's going to catch it. Mm-hmm. So then he's a guy that can make you look a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
What I would have liked to seen them do, because their offensive line is actually better than what the play calling has allowed them to do, is run the ball, because you got two running backs, right?
Chase Edmonds too, yeah.
Right, and so then you got a decent tight end. You got Kirk, who's the kind of, and then you got Wondell Moore, and then you still got AJ Green, who was starting to kind of come out of his injury, right? So I would have liked to see them maybe adjust a little bit, and then the defense play off of that. But ultimately,
Hop takes 3 defenders out of the run game. Like he
sure,
takes,
but he's not playing though.
Well, that's
but at
saying.
The end of the day, your job as a coach is to make you've got to you can't bring D-Hop back off of injury reserve. So you have got to do, and he's been on injury reserve
for
quite
a while,
some time,
a long time.
So you can't continue to run the same plays and then leave Kyler Murray back there as a sitting duck against a Hall of Famer in Aaron Donald, a Hall of Famer in Von Miller,
yeah.
and Floyd that's coming off the end,
mm-hmm.
and then they have a multitude of guys that you never heard of that have been kind of in the Rams system. That are going to get pressure as well. And then you got Jalen Ramsey, who's probably going to be a Hall of Famer.
He's really good.
So he can lock up whoever you got. You can't continue to do
that. That's trouble.
Because that's what you're the result.
What do you do?
Is that. And then on the flip side, Matt Stafford, he's finally playing. He played the best game that he's played in the last 6 weeks. So you got to counteract that. Now it's all.
Well, he's got two elite receivers.
great. But he has not been playing well. That's the. I mean, it doesn't matter if he has five. If he's not playing well, he's not playing well. Last night he played better than he had been playing in 6 weeks. So yeah. When you're looking at that, like, dang, this dude is actually playing well.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
good rundown.
Cardinals are good out. Rundown. Rams win 34-11, and the playoffs is a divisional round is set in the NFL. Hey,
I'm telling you, that gang from San Francisco is.
San Fran, hey, Green Bay.
I could tell you right now, there's cats up in Green Bay not sleeping. They were watching that Dallas game, hoping Dallas won.
Sure. Aaron Rodgers is like, oh, man.
It's not even Aaron Rodgers. That defense, because just 2 years ago, San Francisco is still running. Power, fake sweep, up and down the field, and embarrassed Green Bay.
Yep.
And then they did it the next year. Remember, they played early in the season. Mm-hmm. So, you just don't forget about that as a player or as an organization, what you went through. Because they still had Rodgers, they still had Adams, and they didn't have an answer for San Francisco. And then they got the dude, when you talk about a line, they got Trent Williams, homeboy, a full-fledged gangster. He wipes out the whole side of it. I mean,
he's a beast.
And then he comes out with a boombox, him and Debo Samuel.
Well, boombox, a fur.
Right.
He had a big gold chain. Yeah, he straight.
He's like, look, I'm an 80s rapper. I'm like Eric B. and Rakim, and it don't matter what I'm doing.
Sip just missed all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I did.
That's what he missed.
He missed Eric B. and Rakim.
Yeah.
We'll work with
Sugar Hill Gang or something.
Sugar Hill Gang.
You know Run DMC?
Oh, I know Run DMC.
If Jimmy G is healthy.
I like Coolio.
If he's healthy. They have a shot.
If Trey Lance comes out there, it's over.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Isn't Garoppolo – he's okay, ain't he?
No.
He got a little dinged up shoulder now. But I think he'll play.
Yeah. We'll see.
Trade bait. Take us to the Super Bowl. We're going to trade you. Do the old Trent Dilfer. Then they're going to be right downhill.
Yep. Old School is next for Steve Sipple. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.